This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
All right, so this story, I just thought, wow, I didn't know any of this stuff. It's crazy. Kirk Douglas.
Okay.
100 years old.
Michael's dad.
Yeah, Michael's dad. He stroked out a few years ago, right?
Yeah. So, he's still alive, though.
Oh, yeah, 100 years old.
And he had one of the four secret caves going from the Playboy Mansion directly to his house.
He's lived the life.
He had a secret cave?
Yeah, he's old school Hollywood.
He said there were four caves going from the Playboy Mansion to four houses.
And his was one of them. Who were the other three?
You don't remember?
Nah, I remember.
James Caan.
Yeah.
Jack Nicholson. Uh-huh. And Jack's best friend, Warren Beatty.
Oh, wow. That is
incredible memory.
So, are these tunnels still in existence? Or are they?
No. Remember when they were putting the house up for sale, you reported a story that when they were looking at the blueprints, there were these tunnels that were like filled in with concrete, but you could see them when the house was for sale. And so, some reporter called up Hugh Hefner and said, these tunnels are leading to these four houses. Can you, like, confirm or deny this? And they wouldn't respond, but it was very clear that. And so from doing some research, that guy found out, oh, man, these tunnels were going to these four guys' houses.
That's amazing.
It is,
like,
isn't it?
Haven't you always I always wished for, like, a tunnel that led somewhere. That, like, a secret place in your basement where you... Well, on the East Coast, we all have basements. Just, you know, let's get that out of the way.
Yeah.
Because nobody has those here. Apparently, they're frowned upon. I don't know why. Earthquakes, I guess. I always wish that I had like a tunnel to my friend's house or like to a secret room in your house or something.
Straight to the market where you need to go.
Right.
Tunnel that led to a whole bunch of hot naked chicks.
What? See, yeah, that's what we want.
It's a freaking party in that room over there. Bryn's abandoned Vaughn, by the way. Vaughn is our video guy.
That's the way to do it.
And normally he would be in there running the video, but the cameras are down.
They are down.
He's getting trained.
Oh.
Hopefully Bryn has they'll just be back abandoned on Friday. Him. We're waiting.
We're waiting to see.
Sorry.
He's taking out the training wheels, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Throwing them to the wolves.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Letting them swim.
Anyway, Kirk Douglas, who apparently at one point had a tunnel to the grotto.
A poontang tunnel.
A poontang tunnel.
Unbelievable.
He is still alive at 100 years old.
Right.
His wife is still alive, too, at 98 years old. They have been married for 63 years. Happily.
Oh, the things she's had to put up with.
Not faithfully, but happily.
Right, I was going to say. That doesn't seem to be the case.
So it's apparently that's okay. She's been fine with it, and she's had her own stuff going on as well. She has
what does she have going on?
Well, I'm going to tell you some. This is all stuff
gnarly.
That...
Gnarly.
It is gnarly. And this is just the little bit that's in this story. Maybe it's the only good stuff in the book. I don't know.
Okay.
She wrote a book.
Okay.
Is it lesbian stuff?
No.
Oh.
It's not even sexy stuff. I'll tell you. Here we go. They've been married for 63 years, Kirk Douglas and his wife, Anne. She has a new book called Kirk and Anne, Letters of Love, Laughter, and a Lifetime in Hollywood. And she talks about his messing around. She said it was always cool with her. She was born in Germany. She says, Kirk never tried to hide his dalliances from me. As a European, I understood it was unrealistic to expect total fidelity in a marriage. So she didn't care. As long as you come home to me. Wasn't that Tom Jones's wife's thing?
Yeah.
Hey, he comes home to me.
Well, I think some women try to sort of beat back the urges by jumping in the way of them as often as possible.
Right.
But she must have just said, open the gate.
Right.
Go out and take care of that. I don't want any part of what you need.
Well, even if she did get it from him, I mean, it just wasn't a thing for her. So if it happened, she wasn't upset.
Huh.
It's not super clear, at least not in this story, if she was also out there doing it, but she did have a meetup with a, quote, former lover. I think they'd been married about a year, and she ended up in a hotel room in Paris with a former lover who begged her not to go back to Kirk. And so I guess it got heated because then he said, I'll make sure he doesn't want you, and proceeded to grind a lit cigarette into her face. I know. So Yuzi and I was like, oh my God, there must be pictures of this, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is, what country is this?
This was in France. This was in Paris.
Dude, I was just reading about the acid throwing that goes on in Europe and how it's
right.
a
if
thing.
If I can't have you, I want to make it so no one will want you.
Yeah. It's a thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, really is.
So I don't know where he ground it out on her cheek or what, but apparently we can't find any pictures that are like, here's
the scars,
here's
or
the scar.
Like that.
But she always turns her face to the
most
left.
Most of the pictures I was looking at, she turned it to the left so you could see the right side.
Did Kirk have that guy done?
It doesn't say. I mean, you'll have to read the book, I guess.
Mm.
But what a crazy freaking, like, it was so not where I expected this to go as I'm sort of glancing down this story. Like, can you imagine having a lit cigarette ground out on your face?
No.
Can you imagine holding still? Like, I'd be punching
and
flailing.
You know what
my mom
did? This is awful. My mom had did, like, this homemade tattoo, this guy's name she used to date, John. And so, total ghetto.
Well, of course it was John.
Total ghetto tattoo on her wrist. And when she broke up with him, she took a lit cigarette and just burned till the tattoo was gone. Just burned.
Just scarred it up.
Yep.
Jesus, your mom was hardcore.
Well, those homemade tattoos, I had one on my hand and was able to get most of it off, too.
How?
And you can still, well, I scrubbed it with a wire brush.
Ooh.
But you can still see, I've shown you the dots.
The dots
are still
there.
I couldn't get it all out. They're still there. But for the most part, I got right to that.
Mm.
I'd been doing it and then went, what am I? I'm tattooing my own hand.
Wow.
I'm so dumb.
I think it's so crazy about tattoos. Like, don't they say that you have like whole new skin every 7 years? Mm-hmm. Like it's or whatever it is. Like we're constantly shedding skin cells,
well,
and it goes up, right? Goes down, and then the dermis rises up to the epidermis or whatever it is. It's amazing that a tattoo stays
as
in place.
As
and
well, they
yeah,
use
they
terms, pack the color in there, and things where you're like, oh, they know their business.
Yeah.
They're gonna make that stay.
It's crazy.
Or at least the place I go, the guy's good.
Yeah. Well, grime. I would even think, even if they
grime.
Would just...
Grime, yeah.
Yeah. Get, misshapen or blurrier or something, you know? But they stay.
So, okay.
And that's it. So she, got a cigarette put out on her face.
Oh, I thought there were a bunch of revelations from this,
well, there was just...
Mrs. Douglas.
Yeah, Kirk and Anne, Letters of Love, Laughter, and a Lifetime in Hollywood. This is just the
tiny
little...
When is it out?
It looks like it is...
Because I bet you from now to the time it's out, we're going to be seeing excerpts.
Maybe it's out, Yuzi, because I'm not seeing a release date. Hmm. She says, after he heard about her face burning, Kirk promised to always keep her safe. And she says, it's been 62 years as I write this, and Kirk has always kept his word.
Wow. So, yeah, I would have thought...
Except when he was out grinding other chicks.
Kirk would have had that guy taken care of.
No mention
of
that.
What do you call that? A Chicago ride?
Yeah.
Take that guy for a Chicago ride.
He goes and he don't come back.
Yeah.
Call your mob friends.
I don't have any of those. Seems like it'd be helpful, though. Okay, so yesterday I sat down to watch Monday night's late night shows.
Mm-hmm.
And Stephen Colbert went crazy on Donald Trump. He was referencing an interview on Face the Nation. John Dickerson is in the Oval Office with Donald Trump. And I think Donald Trump said something like, yeah, I know your show. I call it Deface the Nation. So they're talking, and he's trying to ask him about the wiretapping stuff. So, and at this point, they're not seated anymore. They're standing in the Oval Office, and the camera crew's in there. And John Dick, do you have that little chunk for me? So this is the part in question. This is where Trump is done. He is done talking to John at this point. John Dickerson of Face the Nation. So at this point, Trump walks 4 feet away from him to his desk, sits down, picks up a pile of what look like blank pieces of paper, and starts shuffling through them. I mean, it's hard to make the exit, It's nice when you can, like, slam a door on your way out. But
right.
Instead he walks, the whole camera crew's right there. And so basically Colbert is ranting about Trump's treatment of host John Dickerson and how, you know, he's part of the CBS family or whatever it is. But he made one comment that set the internet on fire. See if you can, you might be able to figure out what he said there.
I couldn't.
Vladimir Putin's what holster? What holster?
What do you think?
Anyone there?
Is it poop?
That was him. That was he crunched into the mic. That wasn't
nobody
me.
Could even hear that.
All right. Juzette heard it. She gave me a bad look.
Man area holster is what he said.
Oh.
So of course, surprise, the country is split down the middle and the hashtag fire Colbert is trending. Okay. I know. there were also calls to boycott his advertisers. A lot of people were just making fun of the protesters. No word yet from Colbert or CBS, but as of last night, the clip was still on the Late Show Twitter feed, and he didn't mention it on last night's show, apparently. But he stepped into it with that comment. But he wouldn't. I mean, that rant went on and on. We just played you the little part with the holster thing in there. Yikes.
Well, he knows his audience.
Yeah. Oh, no. That for sure. I laughed out loud when I saw that and didn't give it another thought after that. Like, who cares? And of course, people on the right are like, oh, my God.
I'm not on the right, but I swear if I tuned in every night and he did that every night, I wouldn't tune in every night. I'd be like, OK, dude, then you're not for me. That's all.
Yeah. I love it. It's all Trump bashing all the time. And I personally cannot get enough of it. Do you remember Winona Ryder's Goofy Faces at the SAG Awards? It was kind of like one of those little internet trending things.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they could win her a trophy at this Sunday's MTV Movie and TV Awards because there is a new category that they just announced called Trending.
Okay.
So if you trended hard,
this
could be your award. She's up against, I'll give you the list of nominees and you tell me who you think will win. So Winona Ryder's Weird Goofy Faces at the SAG Awards, Melissa McCarthy's Sean Spicer impersonation on SNL, which was certainly trending,
mm-hmm.
Lady Gaga's Carpool Karaoke, Channing Tatum and Beyonce doing Run the World Girls on Lip Sync Battle, which I don't even think I saw that.
No, I didn't see it either.
Wheel of Musical Impressions with Demi Lovato from The Tonight Show. And Dr. Phil's Cash Me Outside.
Mm.
How about that, girl?
Mm.
And you can actually vote on this. I guess this is a audience participation style thing. So you go to, I don't know, MTV.com or whatever. And
what was the second one? Sean Spicer?
The Melissa McCarthy, Sean Spicer impersonator. I have a feeling that will win.
That was pretty good.
So big.
Yeah. You don't think the Cash Me Outside girl is going to win?
That's a big one, too.
Yeah, that would be my second choice. But
Cash Me Outside.
To vote for that for anything, even if it's a stupid award.
I know. I don't want her winning anything.
No.
She does not seem like a good person.
Mm-hmm.
I blame the parents. Anyway, so Winona Ryder's up for an award. Trending at the MTV Video and, what is it? MTV Movie and TV Awards. So they're throwing TV in there now because TV is just so good. And speaking of TV, I have the ratings here. CBS wins the day. The Big Bang Theory had 12.5 million viewers. It was the number one show. Dancing with the Stars on ABC was number two. And then The Voice was number three and number four.
Wow.
Tuesday and Monday's episode. 60 Minutes on CBS was number five. NCIS Los Angeles. It's always NCIS and The Big Bang Theory.
Mm-hmm.
Always. There's always one of those in the top 10, even if it's a repeat. Little Big Shots on seven was number seven. Isn't Little Big Shots a reality show?
No, I think you're thinking of Little People. Little Big Shots, I think it's a Steve Harvey show. Let me look.
Oh, where he takes like little kids and, but isn't it like a competition where they're going against each other?
The World's Most Incredible Kids, pint-sized variety show is larger than life.
Oh, just a variety show.
Yeah. Steve Harvey, yeah.
Boy, he is killing it. Steve Harvey is everywhere right
now.
He's
amazing.
Blue Bloods was number eight. Survivor was in the top 10.
It's a pretty good show.
It's on tonight. Yikes! That is number nine, 8.5 million viewers. It is a good season this year. You know, I say it's never too late. You can watch all the past episodes on demand. Super fun show.
Don't beg.
Not begging. I'm just saying, you know, me and Vinny are dedicated, so we're going to talk about it. And, you know, you don't want to be left out of the conversation. Human.
Oh, we'll suffer through.
Hawaii 5-0 is number 10. And then a bunch, you know, don't you watch Madam Secretary?
Yeah.
Uzi? Then an NCIS repeat.
We watch it on demand, though.
Is any, who's watching Mom? The one with Alice and Janney?
No, not me.
Oh, God, why did I think you were watching that? And like Criminal Minds and another Big Bang Theory repeat.
Mm.
It's your TV ratings. This is so cute. Common, the rapper guy.
Actor, yeah, I know him.
Actor also.
Actually, I've seen him act a lot more than I've seen him perform musically recently. He was walking down the street in New Orleans, and he came across a kid named Darius drumming on a 5-gallon bucket.
Okay.
And he was amazing. So he just, you know, was enjoying Darius and just thought, oh, that's great. And the kid's always out there. So he learns more about Darius. He finds out that he's a cool guy, a good student. And so he goes back and he's filming and he brings his friend Questlove from The Roots with him. And if you watch the video, pop that up, Vaughn. The kid is just, you know, like a teenager, and he's just sitting there and he's drumming away.
And Questlove is the drummer in The Roots.
He's the drummer from The Roots. He's there, the band on the Jimmy Fallon show.
Right.
And it's not playing, and it continues to not play. So this is a surprise for little Darius. Here comes Questlove, walks in, sets down a drum stool and his own 5-gallon bucket. He's setting up right now, picking up his drumsticks, sits down, and without a blink, pops right in. Now they're both drumming. So they're having them. It's so cute. The kid, look at how he uses his foot to like make a percussive underneath sound. Questlove wound up giving the kid a drum kit.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And Darius posted a photo of himself with Questlove Common and the Roots singer Black Thought. And he captioned it, "Dreams do come true."
That's pretty special.
I know. It's super cute. Watch the kid starts flipping the drumsticks. It's worth a second of your time if you want to look. Just look for, I think it's on Common's Insta page.
Actually, why don't we post that? I'll have Human post it on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
That's a super great idea. Yeah. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Bullies might be going extinct.
Oh, is that so?
How much money do you need to be paid to do these crazy things? And more after this.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? We'll begin with the Warriors. They won last night. Congratulations, team.
Great news.
Up one on Utah, and the Celtics game went long as they went to overtime.
I didn't even see the end of it.
Oh, they got the win.
Oh, did they? Oh, my God. I thought for sure they were out. They came back and kind of tied it up and then were down and...
Let me double check that real quick. But yeah, I was sitting there trying to watch my game and going, what the hell, guys? Yeah. I ended up having to go find it was on NBA TV or something. And I was really, and then of course, when the game ended, they switched it, but I wasn't ready. I hadn't switched yet. And I'm like, what am I? They switched. Anyway, overtime basketball. Can't seem to find the
one thing. I will say for basketball, because I'm not a huge fan of the game.
So
it's funny to watch the crowd is so great and such a huge part of the whole thing. Like just
they're into it,
and there's constant little things that happen where they start yelling. It's great. It's fun.
Speaking of Boston, which I wasn't even planning on doing the story, but did you hear what happened at Fenway Park?
Is this the thing where an opposing team's player said, "I've never seen racist fans like in Boston," because somebody threw the N-word at him and some peanuts.
Oh, they were raining the N-word on him, and they threw peanuts at him. His name's Adam Jones. He plays for the Orioles. But it made the news because, obviously, people felt like, it's 2017, and this is happening. Right. And I've never been to Boston. I've been in New York. And it's a big melting pot.
Right.
And race is discussed openly a lot more than it is, at least the way it was when I grew up here in California. So it is something that you sort of hear more about. Mm. But I have heard in Boston, specifically at the Garden, the basketball team, that guys wouldn't want to play for the Celtics because of the racist comments from the stands
so
to
awful.
The players. There were guys who would like, I would never play there. That is where it goes down,
right.
of all the stadiums. Anyway, that happened.
Which gives Bostonians a bad rap because, you know, you hear that. I hear that all the time and I'm like, you know what? I just didn't experience that kind of racism when I was growing up. And it sucks.
But you experienced some in St. Louis, right?
Oh, my God. St. Louis. I was like, oh, this couldn't be more overt. Mm. And then it wasn't until later in my life, and people would say, oh, Boston's so racist. I was like, I don't feel like it is. But, you know, then how can you deny it when you hear stuff like this? But then, did you hear the good news about that?
Well, I don't know.
Somewhat good news.
I don't know that
somewhat.
The redemptive moment was the crowd applauded him the next game when he was at bat trying to, they gave him a standing ovation.
Right.
Trying to
the
say.
The good people of Boston said, we're not all racists.
The Red Sox president apologized. A lot of people apologized on behalf of these people in the stands. So that was interesting. I still can't find the Boston score from last night. So I'm sorry.
Don't worry about it.
The Warriors score?
No. The Boston Celtics, Washington Wizards score from last night.
Okay, all I need to hear is that they won. That's amazing. I'm happy.
129-119.
Oh, wow. That's actually surprising. It was super close. Like, I was actually considered delaying going to bed.
Really?
Considered it. And then I was like, I don't really care about basketball. John cares about Boston teams, but I, you know, the Warriors, I actually care more about the Warriors than I do about how the Celtics do.
Well, they did well, and I watched as much of it as I could before I had to go lay in bed and cook, because it's hot, really hot.
Oh, my God, it was sweltering yesterday.
88 at my house. How about you?
95, but my thing is on the roof, so I assume it's 10 degrees hotter. Mm. I turned my AC on yesterday.
I was thinking about you yesterday. I had to.
John was sweating in this little bathroom.
God, I've been dying lately.
Dude, I was for sure like, I actually felt bad about it because it's only the beginning of May.
Yeah.
But I'm watching John, there's sweat trickling down the sides of his face as he's putting the toilet in for the second time, trying to get it to not leak. And I can't. I have to.
Yeah.
Poor guy. Like, let's turn on the AC.
Good for you guys. I actually didn't because I did feel like, and we have it, but I thought, it's May.
I was like, I don't care. I need to go to sleep tonight. John needs to stop sweating.
Right?
Like, this is, you know, everybody's temper's super short.
I have rags on my forehead, behind my neck.
You did?
And the fan going.
The fan was going. It still wasn't enough. I got a bottle of water from the kitchen.
Fridge.
And I put it between,
in my bra.
Unfortunately, you can't watch that right now because the cameras are down. It's too
bad. Between my chichis, and I just held it there.
What'd you do for Ella?
Ella, I had to put a rag on her, too. And I even brought a... that feels good. I even brought a bowl in the bedroom so she can have water right there.
On the bed?
No, you know, on the carpet.
Does she have stairs to get up and down off the bed? Oh, she does. Oh, that's convenient.
So how hot was it?
I honestly couldn't tell you. Blazing hot.
All right. Is some of that...
the menopause stuff?
Yeah.
It doesn't help.
Between the two, I don't know anymore. I'm just a sweaty Betty over here.
If you do get another place, you got to get one with AC.
Oh, absolutely. I was asking John, how much do you think it would cost to put AC? And he's like, I have no idea. And I'm like...
You know, those little mini splits... no AC is inexpensive, but you can put... they're like a little wall-mounted thing... not like a regular window air conditioner. Mm-hmm. They're sort of sleeker looking than that. And you can do one room. It has a small condenser that goes on the outside. Probably under $2,000 you could get one of those in. And then your room would be freezing cold.
The way I like it.
Yes.
I was just reading a story, and I don't have access to it because I wasn't planning to do it in this moment. But they were talking about how our apps that we rely on for weather can vary so much in their... temperature prediction.
Me and you will be looking at the same day and getting completely different forecasts.
Yeah, I think it was in the SF Gate video. It said, don't believe your apps.
Right. So I've got the Weather Underground and the one that comes on the iPhone.
Right.
And, you know, Android users have another different weather app, but it's they vary so much that it's I don't think you can. I used the one on my car yesterday. It was 88.
Mm. Yeah.
Did you go surfing?
I did.
All right.
Nice.
Right before I picked up my little rascal. Mm-hmm. It was a really nice day.
Yeah.
You know.
Yes. I mean, you've said not quite summer yet. There's no kids out.
No crowds.
Yeah. Waves are good.
It's been nice. So we just talked about the story about Fenway Park and the racism we weirdly popped up in such a public place. And so there, from that story to, you know, in other ways, our society is getting better. We do pay more attention to things.
We seem to.
With social media, just about every damn thing gets called out.
Right.
Wouldn't you say?
I would say.
And that's... campaigns get going and they catch fire and the next thing you know, bullying's gone.
Yeah, okay.
No?
Tell me the story.
Analysis of over 250,000 students attending 109 different elementary school, middle school, and high schools across the state of Maryland were asked to share their experiences about bullying. The children and teens were asked about it in various forms, including physical, verbal, and cyber abuse. Mm. And what they found was that bullying and related behaviors is on the decline.
That is great news.
So there is less swirly hairdos, less underwear dragged all the way up the middle of kids' backs. In an effort to split them in half.
Right.
Which has happened to, you know.
And verbal abuse can be just as bad. I mean, terrible things that someone says that can scar you for life.
Why are you so ugly comes up all the time.
Dude, I was old enough to cope with that. It's, you know, but I got bullied when I was a kid.
Did you?
I did. And I still, like, you know, you have those vivid memories of, like, the mean things that were said and the things that made you feel bad about yourself or, you know, physical stuff that happened. And you just, I'm glad to see that we're calling people out on it more and that there are sort of awareness campaigns. I mean, there was like a zero tolerance thing at my kid's school and there was still stuff going on.
Can I be a devil's advocate?
Of course you can.
So if you take out all the bullying from the school, is that going to prepare the kids for the real world where there's bullying every single day?
Oh, are you asking me?
I'm asking the whole room.
Look, a kid should be protected. You know, do we overprotect our kids at times? I do agree with you that we do. You know, I think kids need to have their own experiences. But getting the kicked out of them on the playground and humiliation at the hands of a peer in front of the rest of the peer group.
Or even on the internet.
Yeah, or wherever. That is uncalled for. And that's not a healthy part of the shaping of someone. In my humble opinion, Hooman, I think bullying, we should do everything we can to make that stop. But do I think competition and, you know, being held accountable for stuff are important? Absolutely. I don't think bullying is necessarily a wonderful shaper.
Why don't you answer your own question?
Yeah, what do you think?
Listen, when I went to high school, every day, like, you know...
You got bullied?
Oh, my God. I went to an all-boys private Catholic high school, of course. I from what I understand, the teasing of the freshmen has gone away, but at one point, there was a fight every single day at my school. And, you know, getting through that actually did prepare me for a lot of the difficulties of the real world. So
to become a radio show host.
Yeah. Winning.
Well, we do give it to each other pretty good around here, right?
We sure do.
Yeah, we do.
If we weren't so well prepared because of our own bullying, maybe we couldn't take it. Especially, God, this morning you guys were all over me.
We were not bullying you.
I know. Well, I can take it. I mean, I think you just learn to know your friend's limits.
Yeah.
It's a totally different thing when you're trying to crush the spirit of
a
9-year old, right?
Yeah.
I just want you to get a plumber to fix the toilet. That's what I'm.
I need you to not worry about it.
Why?
John is qualified to put a toilet in. There's something wrong with the way that the bolt is sealed. For sure, it's a problem with the toilet, not a problem. I mean, it's a toilet. They're actually very easy to put in. John's put in a ton of them. Just relax.
Let's just skip the guy.
Just relax. Listen, if he wanted to hire a plumber, I'd be like, that sounds great, John. Do it.
Oh, he doesn't want to. He's like, I got this.
Oh, no, he... Why pay someone for something that he can do?
That's there it is,
that's
everyone.
His thought process.
What's wrong with that?
It's nothing wrong with that.
Great. Yeah.
You're already having
because
to spend $200
degrees,
on it.
He has a backyard. He's got to cook dinner.
He
it's
thought it was
going to
take 15 minutes.
He'll be fine.
I don't know. I disagree, but whatever.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Where's my boo 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 boo?
Vaughn. Come on, Vaughn.
Vaughn.
Get on
it.
D.
Get him.
Come on, Vaughn.
Bryn is just in the lap of luxury over
he
just
really
relaxing.
Is. He's bouncing from studio to studio.
Just having
so
fun.
I'm here for support, okay? Mm-hmm. Just in case anything goes wrong, I'm here. You
here,
know
why
that.
Don't you hit that? There
All
you
right.
go.
We'll do.
408 says, please keep Hooman off the mic. It's so annoying when he complains about home stuff, parenting, etc.
Yeah, you're annoying.
He is
annoying.
So misinformed and ignorant.
Doesn't have a house and doesn't have kids, but he will tell you how to do everything.
Right. The guy that has a maid for a studio and doesn't do his own laundry.
Yahoo man! Get him!
Has three lunches a day.
Oh my God.
And two dinners.
And munches and pistachios and kombucha all morning.
It's true.
But out of the gate, he was garage cat, and I'm down with that.
Yeah.
Speaking of out of the gate, I was telling you a story about how it seems socially my daughter is excelling.
Yes. Mm.
Both at school and in the neighborhood. And there were flowers
She's
waiting
on my... She's got some admirers.
Yes. There, were there was a little hand-bound group of flowers on my doorstep the other day. Someone has written in and they're saying... Those are May Day flowers, so she may not necessarily be getting hit on by the boy I've got my eye on. I know.
Did they come on May Day or were they on the 2nd?
I don't know. I don't remember.
Oh. Was it yesterday morning?
Yes, it was yesterday
that
morning.
That was the 2nd.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Then
so
it
these
is.
Are secret admirer flowers.
I've never heard of that. That's
a nosegay
nice.
Of flowers.
Oh. Vinny, are you sure the flowers yesterday morning weren't left over the May Day on Monday?
It's possible they were left Monday night, though, Vin. That's true.
Yeah,
they
I don't
could
know.
Could be a May Day.
All I know is I went to let the cat out for a minute and saw flowers on the doorstep and just had this, you got to be kidding. She's 3.
It's never too early to
it's
have the talk.
It's too early. Oh, the talk.
Gotta have the talk with her, Vin.
I'll talk to her mom about talking to her.
Right.
What's coming up in the trash?
It would matter more coming from you, Vinny. You're her dad and she's, you know, you're a man. You can tell her how guys are because you know. You've told us for years. Oh, you're not going to, that's it? We're shut down now?
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Well, I'm going to start with the Hot 100, but I have some interesting stuff that I think you'll enjoy after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.